is up, my niggas? I just had a terrible thought. Episode 101. Schooling your ass, bitch.
Yes, yes, yes. Schooling your ass. Once again.
See, I knew parenthood would fuck with you. I'm screaming nigga, and you're like, yeah, all right.
Calm down, Kyle. Jesus.
Jesus Christ, I have a child.
you're going to startle me, and I'll knock over all this beer on my dockers.
I'll knock over
Jesus.
This delicious iced tea.
Yes.
Orion.
Yeah.
Speaking of your baby.
Fuck, man.
I just, you know, last week...
Last week had too much baby talk, goddammit.
Well, there's only a little bit of baby talk I want to do this
week. All right.
Baby talk.
Baby talk.
Yeah. Baby.
For
that
those
should be
just
a new
tuning
segment.
In.
Once a week, we'll have baby talk with Kyle and Orion.
Fuck no.
We can watch movies like Look Who's Talking To and review them. Yep. Just two, the second one. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I have a question mm-hmm. for you, and then I have an activity.
Okay.
The question is, because I was thinking, like, I asked you about Aldi's mom, and do you hear that? It came back. I don't know what that is.
Fuck, man.
I don't know. I will try not to dwell on it, but there is this weird ringing sound, and it came when we were testing the mics, and now it's back.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting
really
worse.
Bad.
I don't know what it is.
What is outside? Is there a fucking UFO?
Like I don't know. Maybe it's Mike. Like, Mike's playing the theremin in the other room or something.
God damn it, Mike. Not now.
Like I told you, no theremin practice when we're
Sorry.
Doing the podcast. Anyway.
Yeah.
I think it might have went away. Anyway, right. I won't bring it up again.
Okay.
What was I talking about? Oh, your stupid baby.
Mm-hmm. yep.
So... I was talking about Aldi's mom last week, right? And like,
yes.
What are you guys going to do in terms of the rooms and stuff?
Yep.
Well, I thought of another similar complication
mm-hmm.
That I assume you probably have thought about.
Probably not.
Maybe not. I don't know. You and Aldi
yeah.
rarely spend any significant time apart.
Yes.
And this includes your work schedules.
Yes.
Most of the time you work together.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's going to get kind of tricky mm-hmm. when there's a baby involved. You know, maternity leave only lasts so long.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, I'm not so sure you guys could get away with a one-income household
yeah.
adding an extra person to it.
Yeah.
So, how is that going to work? Is our... One of you is going to have to change schedules
yep,
or
yep.
something.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
And there's no
I've
real easy way to
this.
Do that at your work, I don't think.
With our seniority, we can do anything we want. We've been there so long, Jesus. But I have kind of thought about this, and it terrifies me that Aldi's plan is to have her mom watch the kid.
Yeah, see, I was going to bring that up, that seems like the most obvious solution,
yeah.
but I wouldn't trust that for a second.
Yeah.
You're going to come home to microwaved baby.
Yep, and this is like... Time has passed since she completely lost her shit and put strings on all the doorknobs and flipped all the furniture upside down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
thought she was saving the world with the cat.
Right.
A lot of time has passed. But I was making some dinner the other night, and I went to grab a spoon, and all of our silverware, most of it, has like burn marks that would resemble her making food in a pot of boiling water mm-hmm. or something. Stirring it, leaving the spoon or whatever in the pot. So like the handle just sits on that rim of the pot and
okay.
just melts the plastic that we have on some of our silverware.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of them are just burnt. And I'm like, wait a minute. Cause this isn't normal.
Right.
you don't leave a fucking spoon with plastic on it in a pot.
Well, I don't know. Some people aren't the
so,
brightest.
As much time has gone by, she's still fucking retarded.
Well, the thing
and I'm
is,
a little worried. She doesn't get shit. She's like autistic in a way. I don't know.
I mean, she's
not
on medication, and
yeah.
she could break again at any time. Especially
yeah,
if
yeah.
she goes off, like you.
Oh yeah.
You're not forcing the meds down her throat. If she
nope.
goes off her meds and doesn't tell you.
Yeah. Oh man.
You know, anytime it could happen.
That
anytime.
Thing, she could put it in the fucking oven because the voice has told her to.
Yeah. Or the meds could just maybe the meds aren't working as well anymore.
Yep.
Or maybe they switched her meds or something. You know,
yep.
Anything could happen. I wouldn't. Plus, like, even when she's on a good day,
yep.
I still don't know if I'd trust her with a baby.
She's never had a normal day.
And I mean, she's
always a little off.
She was a shit parent to Aldi. Yeah. Like, you want her to be the shit. Like,
oh, shit. That reminds me.
Spend like 8 hours a day with this kid alone.
Yeah. Aldi's relatives told her that when she was really little, Aldi's mom put her in a rose bush.
Yeah.
And just left her there.
Yeah.
And the relatives came around. Whoa, what's crying in the bushes? Oh, Aldi, the little baby.
Jesus Christ. That's like a fairy tale you'd hear. You know, like, we found a baby in the rose bushes.
She was crying and said, put me in the rose bushes. So I did it.
Yeah. You're going to come home one day and like hear baby crying,
mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And you won't be able to find the kid.
Yeah, it's behind the walls somehow.
Like, what the fuck? It's like in the litter box, buried up to its neck.
As I laugh, but I am kind of worried. Like, what are we gonna do?
Yeah,
and
leave it to Aldi to be like, what?
Yeah.
You know, Aldi hates her mom.
She deals with her mom more than I do, and she kind of. She knows when she's losing it, but if she starts losing it, then what? Like, is she going to call in every day? I don't know.
I make jokes about Aldi being Bosnian and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't actually think of Aldi as like this crazy foreigner most of the time.
Yeah. It's just fun to.
But this particular thing seems to me like a bit of the Bosnian rubbing off on her.
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of an Aldi, like a Bosnian thing to just be like, what?
Yeah.
You know, like, like, to treat the baby like it'll be fine. Like, you know, you drop the baby, like, 10 second rule, you know, like, it doesn't count if you drop the baby on its head as long as you grab it.
Yeah. She.
Like, the baby will be fine. It's a baby. They're resilient.
I'm a little worried. Yeah. Ever since that day, I came home early from work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like 2 hours early, and the apartment was smoking. Aldi's mom was asleep on the couch, and the kitchen was on fire.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, sorry about that. I forgot I was cooking. And I forgot I put that hand towel on the burner. What the fuck?
Oh, God. Yeah. I could see her falling asleep with a cigarette.
Yes.
And burning the whole fucking apartment complex down.
That's the reason behind my renter's insurance.
Yeah.
I know that's going to happen one day.
Well,
What's stopping it?
So the tentative plan then is to have crazy pants watch the kid 8 hours a day, five days a week.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know what we're going to do because that. I'm laughing about it, but I am really terrified.
From a strictly utilitarian point of view, it makes sense, but I wouldn't trust it.
Yeah. We have, is it back again, the metallic sound?
Now I feel like I'm hearing the water running in the walls.
What the fuck is going on? Anyway.
I don't know.
We do have friends that will babysit, that work like really early. And they're cool. Like, I don't want to name names, like last names, but you know, our friend Pam, she's older.
Mm-hmm.
She's very cool. She works real early, gets out. Like when we go in, she's like, oh, I'll watch the kid. But for how long? And it's an alternative, but for how long? She's not going to watch it every fucking day.
Right. You
know, she's got a life. So I don't know.
We'll You're not leaving that kid with me. Not for more than an hour at a time until after it starts talking.
How funny would that be? Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm not
Turn on the mics.
Once it starts talking and stops shitting itself,
yeah.
Then you could leave the kid with me.
Yeah.
Because
I
will be the most fun ever.
Teach it all kinds of racial slurs.
But when it's still going blah, 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 and shitting itself, you're not leaving it with me. Because I ain't changing no diapers.
Yeah.
I didn't knock no Bosnian up. Wasn't me. So.
All right.
Quickly, because I have more baby stuff. One more baby thing.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
But quickly, between baby things, to kind of break up the baby.
Okay.
At work today, I was thinking to myself, I don't know why, I was thinking about Kwanzaa and those fucking shitty, like, wooden Kwanzaa menorahs.
Yeah.
That they have.
Yeah.
Because they were like, I don't know, we need a thing. What's holiday-ish? Shitty wooden menorah.
That looks good enough, yeah.
And I was like, well,
idea.
I'm sure there's a name for it. We may have even said it before when we talked about Kwanzaa, when I looked it up on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to think of like a name for it. And the first one I came up with was an afrolabra. Like a candelabra.
Oh, God.
But an afrolabra.
That's great.
And the second one I came up with was a Negora, like a menorah and like Negro. Ooh, but then I thought Negora sounded too much like a racist Godzilla monster. Like I could picture a big scaly, like a giant person in blackface knocking over buildings.
Negora.
Yeah. Negora. Negora is friend to all children.
That's great.
And that was totally that. That was like the whole thing.
Really?
Okay. And then I went and thought about something else. Okay. And the next and possibly last baby thing for today is I have a quiz.
Okay.
I would like, I will ask you the questions and I'll, it's an internet quiz.
Okay.
And I'll fill it out for you.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you what it says.
All right.
Okay. So this is the new baby parenting quiz.
Oh my God.
Are you ready to care for your newborn baby? And it has difficulty levels, which I thought was funny. God. I'm going with expert level, which is that's 20 questions. Nice. Okay. So question number one.
All right.
You should start your newborn on cereal if they are A, not sleeping for 4 hours, B, not sleeping for 6 hours, C, not sleeping for 8 hours, or D, none of the above.
D, that's ridiculous.
D, none of the above.
Not sleeping enough. Give it Cheerios.
Part of the reason I decided, I was looking for parenting quizzes.
Yeah.
And this was the first one I found. But that first question doesn't make any sense to me. That's funny. You should spank your children if they are A, black, B, Asian. What? Doesn't make any sense. Yeah. How are they even related?
Yeah.
Anyway, question number two. During their first week of life, the average baby A, loses 5 to 10% of their birth weight, B, loses 10 to 15% of their birth weight, C, gains an extra 5 to 10% of their birth weight, or D, gains an extra 10 to 15% of their birth weight.
In the first week? Jesus.
In the first week of life.
I'd say C.
C?
Yeah, gains some weight.
Just
a little bit. Right? Right? I don't know.
Question three.
Yeah.
When you swaddle a baby, you are A, trying to get them to burp.
Swaddle.
B, taking a rectal temperature. C, wrapping them up, snuggling in a blanket. Or D, about to give them a bath.
Oh, man. Swaddle. I've never heard that, so I'm going to go with the rectal exam. I don't know.
Okay.
Swaddle.
Taking a rectal temperature. Question number four. Babies may cry when they A, are hungry, B, are tired, C, need their diaper changed, or D, all of the above.
D, yeah. Even black guys.
What if the answer was not D? Babies only cry when they're sleepy.
Yeah. Whoops.
Question number five. When riding in the car, your baby will be safest when A, facing backwards in the front seat, B facing B facing forward in the front seat, C facing backward in the back seat, or D facing forward in the back seat, or E resting on the dash.
Oh man, I know they're in the back seat, but facing forward or backward, tricky. Depends on the parent, I guess.
It's not one of the options.
Okay. Facing forward in the back seat. What was that? C?
That's D.
D. D. All right.
Question six. To reduce your baby's risk of SIDS, that's sudden infant death syndrome, he should sleep on his A, back, B, side, C, stomach, or D, side or stomach.
Oh, man. Stomach. I have no idea. I don't know any of this shit, which is horrible.
Question seven. Your baby shouldn't lie in one position too long.
What?
Because of the risk of A, developing a flat head.
Jesus!
B, SIDS. C, shaken baby syndrome. Or D, developing a stiff neck, torticollis. And actually, I just now realized, A, I said developing a flat head.
Yeah.
It actually says developing a flat heat. And I don't know if that's a typo,
that's
if they meant head, or if that's a thing,
flat
a flat heat.
That makes no sense. Yeah, flat head. Jesus, D. D. Yeah.
Developing a stiff neck?
Yeah.
Question eight, what kind of vitamin drops will you have to give your new baby? A, fluoride, B, iron, C, vitamin C, or D, none of the above.
D. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that if the answer for that question is not D, that's a shitty question because it says, what kind of vitamin drops will you have to give your new baby? You don't have to give your new baby vitamin drops.
Yeah, Jesus. My mom, when I talked to her, was telling me about how much iron she gave me, but yet the doctor today told Aldi, no iron.
Jesus,
like, whoa, turned out okay.
Regardless,
I guess.
If you had to give your new baby vitamin drops, none of us would exist, you know,
because exactly.
Because at some point there weren't any vitamin drops.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, exactly.
Question number 9. Right. You should always supplement a breastfeeding baby with A, water, B, diluted apple juice, C, formula, or D, none of the above.
Formula. C.
Okay. Question 10. Your baby's umbilical cord will usually fall off when they are A, born, B, B, 3 to 4 days old, C, 3 to 4 weeks old, or D, 3 to 4 months old.
Oh, is it days or weeks?
Shit.
3 to 4 days old, B.
Hey.
Days.
10 years.
Right when it's born.
Yeah. Boop. It just pops.
Yep.
Question 11. Concerning circumcision of boys, the American Academy of Pediatrics, A, encourages it, B, discourages it, C, leaves it up to parents, or D, doesn't give any guidance.
Ooh. Ugh. Discourages it?
Okay.
B, I don't know.
That question is also kind of shitty because C and D are...
What's the organization?
Are more or less the same.
Yeah.
The American Academy of Pediatrics.
Sounds like a bunch of assholes, yeah. Discourages it. Okay.
Well, it's just C and D, leaves it up to parents or doesn't give any guidance, are more or less the same.
The same thing.
They're not exactly the same thing, basically.
Yeah.
Question 12. If your baby's skin gets yellow, he likely has A, roseola, B, thrush, C, jaundice, or D, a fever?
Ooh, I'll go with A, roseola. No idea. Sounds delicious.
I actually know the answer to that one. And you got it wrong.
Ooh!
13. A stork bite is a pink birthmark on a baby's neck or face.
Jesus Christ.
B, raised red birthmark that is also called a strawberry. C, bluish gray birthmark on a child's lower back. Or D, rash caused by head lice.
Oh, it's just a stork bite. I'll go with C on this one. Jesus. Okay. That's great, though.
Rash caused by head lice.
So when I beat my kid, I'll like call it a stork bite.
Yeah, it's just a little stork bite.
Yeah.
Question 14. By the time they are 5 days old, one way that you can tell if your breastfed baby is getting enough to eat is if she is having at least A, 1 to 2 wet diapers each day, B, 3 to 4 wet diapers each day, C, 4 to 5 wet diapers each day, or D, 6 or more wet diapers each day.
Oh, I'm going to go with 4 to 5.
Okay. I don't know the answer to that, that's shitty.
Wouldn't it depend on what? It depends, I guess.
I know. Well, that's
each
why
answer
they say,
is so close.
That's why they say 4 to 5. They give you a one wet diaper leeway.
If it shits once a day, I'm fucked. Like something is wrong.
Although, I mean, maybe it's genetic. You don't shit that often, do you?
That's true, yeah.
Question 15.
All right.
If someone describes your baby as being backwards, that usually means that they... Oh, I hope somebody describes your baby as being backwards. If someone describes your baby as being backwards, that means that they are an asshole.
Yeah.
That means that they A, never cry, B, sleep more during the day and are awake at night, C, like to sleep on their stomach, or D, spit up before they eat. Your baby is the fly.
Your face is so repulsive. I'm going to go with B.
B, sleep more during the day and are awake at night.
No idea. Yeah.
Question 16. If your baby has a Moro reflex, you should... A, call your pediatrician right away. B, make sure that their immunizations are up to date. C, change his diaper, or D, none of the above?
I'd go with A, I guess.
My guess would be C.
Haven't heard of it. Sounds bad.
My guess would be C because it sounds to me like the first two are them trying to trick you, but I've never heard of a moral reflex.
Yeah.
Question 17. A newborn has a fever if their temperature is at or above A, 99 degrees Fahrenheit, B, 100 degrees Fahrenheit, C, 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit, or D, 104 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ooh. As much as I want to go with D, I'm going to go with A.
A?
I'm not driving out in the cold if it's 103 degrees. Get over it. Cold rag.
Yeah, quit being a pussy, baby. Question 18. Yeah. To protect your child, if you go outside, you should A, keep them in the shade, B, apply lots of sunscreen with an SPF of at least 5. C, apply an insect repellent if it is during West Nile virus season. Or D, all of the above.
I'm going to go with A. Because
keep them in the shade. Or E, throw them in a garbage bag. Question 19. A one-week-old baby usually sleeps about A, 12 and a half hours a day, B, 14 and a half hours a day, C, 16 and a half hours a day, or D, 18 and a half hours a day.
Oh, this is tricky because they sleep not just at night. They kind of take naps and shit. Oh, fuck me. I'm going to say B.
Okay. And question 20.
All right.
You shouldn't heat your baby's bottles in the microwave because A, of the radiation, B, your baby might get burned, C, they will melt, or D, both A and B.
What? shit. I'm going to go with B.
B, your baby might get burned.
Yep.
All right, submit answers.
All right.
How good of a father am I?
You should start your newborn on cereal if they are none of the above. You got that right.
All right. Dumb question, but hilarious.
During their first week of life, the average baby loses 5 to 10% of their birth weight. So you got that wrong. You said they gain.
Fuck.
When you swaddle a baby, you are taking a rectal temperature is what you said.
I was half kidding.
I know, but it
should be.
It's wrapping them up, snuggling in a blanket.
Bullshit.
I did know that one. I'm surprised you never heard of that.
Swaddling?
Swaddling, yeah.
Well, I live under a rock, Kyle. I don't know.
Well, you're going to have to get out from under your rock and start hanging out with mothers.
Yep. Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Babies may cry when they... All of the above. Basically, anything Jesus. Happens, a baby
Can
might
you
cry.
Imagine? I was hoping. Let's say.
Yeah, sleepy. Only when they're hungry. It's the only time they cry.
Mm-hmm.
When riding in the car, your baby will be safest when facing backward in the backseat.
Fuck!
You were close. You said facing forward. To reduce your baby's risk of SIDS, he should sleep on his back. You said stomach.
Shit.
So you are going to kill your baby. suddenly, your baby shouldn't lie in one position too long because of the risk of developing a flat heat or head. I don't know. Let me see. There's an explanation.
Okay.
Your answer is wrong, it says. The correct answer is A. You should vary the position your baby lays in and sleeps so that they don't develop a flat head. Yeah, it is supposed to be head.
Okay.
They should still sleep on their back, though, to reduce the risk of SIDS.
So fucking SIDS, man.
Poke them every once in
a
while.
My baby's going to have their super SIDS.
Head doesn't get all flat.
Okay.
Maybe there's some, do you think there's some kind of special pillow with a cup sort of shape in it that you could put the baby's head on? Actually, I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to give a baby a pillow.
Their head's
I'm not positive
jelly.
On that. Yeah. But anyway, what kind of vitamin drops will you have to give your new baby? D, none of the above. You were right on that.
Cool.
You should always supplement a breastfeeding baby with D, none of the above. You said formula.
Fuck. What?
In general, your breastfed baby should not need any supplements with water, juice, or formula. If you think that your baby is thirsty, it is usually best to just let them breastfeed and talk to your pediatrician or a lactation consultant if you really think your baby needs a supplement. That's actually another question. Do you think Aldi will be a breastfeeder?
Oh, yeah. She's growing. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, she loves it.
She's hoping because... some women, I guess, have problems with it. I don't want to dwell on this bullshit.
What do you mean, have problems with it?
They're full, but they can't get the milk out, you know? Mm-hmm. But I have a friend who never
didn't breastfeed her kid because she thought it was gross.
Yeah.
It's sucking on my tit. It's like, Jesus, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
fuck.
But it is kind of gross. Like,
yeah,
we
guess.
Talked about it. Like, what if the milk came out of your dick?
Exactly.
You know, like,
I get it. But, fuck. So, and her kid turned out fine. I mean.
Okay.
Stupid question.
You don't have to breastfeed your kid for it to not become a mutant.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, your baby's umbilical cord will usually fall off when they are 3 to 4 days old, is what you said. The answer is 3 to 4 weeks.
Weeks! I knew it!
Oh, man.
Bad father.
I would have guessed days, too. Weeks seems like a long time to have that fucking rotting piece of cork in there.
Probably
smells. In their belly button. Yeah, gross. Fucking babies. What's
what
wrong
died? Oh, it's the baby's umbilical cord. Jesus. The cats will be like...
Yeah, I could
chewing
see
on
cat
it. Chewing
fuck,
on
get
umbilical
out of there. Cord. Some people save that fucking thing.
Mm.
It's like saving.
Okay.
It's like saving a corpse or something. Ugh. Concerning circumcision of boys, the American Academy of Pediatrics leaves it up to parents. You said discourage it.
Really? So there's still assholes, I'm sure.
If your baby's skin gets yellow, he likely has jaundice.
Jaundice.
Yeah. I had jaundice when I was born. Lots of babies do.
Really?
It's real easy to take care of, though. So,
jaundice.
Like, they, like, throw you under a light or something.
Okay.
Like, there's a magic light that
I
cures
know
jaundice.
This shit. Yeah, I'm sure everybody knew that but me.
A stork bite is a pink birthmark on a baby's neck or face. Stork bites are common birthmarks that can be found on the back of a baby's neck or on their forehead, eyelids, tip of the nose, or upper lip.
Okay.
I didn't know for sure what... I knew it was a birthmark, but I didn't know for sure what it was. You said the bluish-gray birthmark.
Yeah, the bag. Yeah.
By the time they are 5 days old, one way that you can tell if your breastfed baby is getting enough to eat is if she is having at least 6 or more wet diapers each day is the correct answer. You are going to have so
fuck.
Much shit and piss. Oh, my God.
What do you fucking do with it? All those diapers per kid?
Fuck! I don't know.
That's disgusting.
He's got to litter train that thing. Just get him in the litter box.
I thought about going, you know, the hippie way and getting cloth diapers.
Oh, fuck that.
Fuck that.
Fuck that right in the ass.
There's no elastic band to, like, protect it from leaking out all over your shit.
Little known fact about me, wore cloth diapers when I was a baby.
Ooh.
And thank God I don't remember it. Because that is so fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And like... scummy.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know who uses cloth diapers? Filthy, disgusting hippies.
Yes.
And like white trash people. And the white trash people probably use cloth diapers made out of old NASCAR t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yep. Where were we? If someone describes your baby as being backwards, that usually means that they sleep more during the day and are awake at night. But from everything I've ever heard about babies, that sounds like exactly what they do.
Exactly.
Because everybody's always bitching about how I have to get up at 5 in the morning to feed the baby or change the baby.
You can see it in their face. They look like they want to commit suicide.
Yeah. Because the baby never fucking sleeps at night. That doesn't sound backwards to me. That sounds like babies.
Yeah.
If your baby has a Moro reflex, you should none of the above.
Fuck.
We were both wrong. Your answer is wrong. The correct answer is D. The Moro or startle reflex is normally present at birth in healthy babies. Oh, the startle reflex. So that if your baby can be scared, you should call the pediatrician right away. My baby's a pussy.
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong. I didn't raise no bitch. A newborn has a fever if their temperature is at or above 99 degrees Fahrenheit is what you said. The answer is 100.4, the one
what
I laughed
the
at.
What fuck?
100.4.
That is
fuck
insane.
You. 100.4. 100's fine, but that fucking 0.4, fuck you.
I figured, you know, it's the children. The children, think of the children, you know, if it's like 1 degree above what it should be. Oh,
right.
Fever.
Well, 99, I don't know. I would have guessed 99 as well.
It's already, yeah.
I would have assumed that a smaller little critter wouldn't need, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But the 0.4 is bullshit. Like 0.4 degrees, that's where we draw the line. Fuck you.
Yeah.
That doesn't even, fuck off. I hate babies. To protect your child if you go outside, you should keep them in the shade.
Yep.
Nice.
No chemicals.
Babies are sensitive.
Yeah, babies, babies, babies. A one-week-old baby usually sleeps about 16 and a half hours a day. You said 14 and a half.
That was close.
Yeah. And you shouldn't heat your baby's bottles in the microwave because your baby might get burned. You got that right. You got 6 right out of 20 for a score, for a score of 30%.
Ooh, that's pretty bad.
You did not do that great. This is them talking. You did not do that great. Really? And may want to read more about your baby. So you read more about your baby, the instruction manual. So you can feel more confident during these first few months. Yay, I got a baby.
Driving it around.
Yeah.
RC car.
What the fuck? Oh, man, where do you put the batteries? So that was my my parenting quiz for you.
Yeah.
Do you feel...
I feel like shit.
Yeah.
What's weird is I guarantee Aldi would get all of those right. She is well informed.
Really? Has she been like reading about it a lot or something?
Constantly. And
because I guarantee before she got pregnant, she wouldn't have gotten.
I don't know
of
if she got them. If she'd get them all right, but she'd get most of them.
I'd be surprised if she knew what the Moro reflex was.
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems like a dumb. Tricky. Like that seems like
who the fuck knows.
That seems like the kind of thing startled. Like a mom would learn about, and then like bring up, you know, around other people as if they should know,
like it's
like
a big
make like
because
I know, you know. Oh, you don't know?
Yeah.
Well, fuck you. Who gives a shit about the startle reflex? Yeah. Anyway, so I guess that's enough about babies.
Yes.
For
thank
now.
You.
For now.
Thank
at least.
You.
Did you know that Tunisia is having a revolution?
No, I did not.
Mm. I was on Reddit.com today.
Okay.
And I was just perusing around, and somebody made a post that said, how is it that Tunisia is having a revolution right now, and it's not on the front page?
Oh, Jesus.
And it was this indignant thing, like, I can't believe we're not fucking talking about Tunisia.
Jesus.
What the fuck is Tunisia? I don't even, do you know, where is Tunisia?
I don't even mean,
can you point it out on a map? What continent is it on?
No idea.
I don't even know what, you know, when I think of Tunisia in my head, I picture the sand people from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like those,
it sounds like
what
a moon.
Is Tunisia?
Like Tunisia, reason, Jupiter's moon.
Yeah, the reason nobody cares about Tunisia is because nobody cares about Tunisia.
Yeah.
How are we not talking about this? I don't know, because like it's barely a place.
Yeah.
That's like I don't know if something was happening in Ohio and you were incensed because the rest of the world wasn't talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
some town nobody's heard
for
of.
For Tunisia, or is great for Tunisia. I don't know. I didn't read about it because it's fucking Tunisia.
That's the great thing about Americans, too. I haven't heard of it, so I don't give a shit.
Well, see, that's the, not that, but the attitude.
That's the great thing. Oh, Americans.
That attitude pisses me off. Because it's like this snooty, elitist, like,
I care about, you know, world issues and things.
Okay, good.
I'm an American, unfortunately.
Yeah. the rest of you are idiots, but I care about the revolution in Tunisia. Why?
Because it's a revolution in Tunisia.
It's fucking Tunisia. Are you going to Tunisia? Do you know anyone in Tunisia? Have you ever heard of anyone who has been to Tunisia or is from Tunisia? Yeah. Do you know anything about Tunisia? I know they're revolting. Okay, like who cares?
Are there people white or black?
Why?
I don't know.
Explain to me why I should care, other than just because, like, you should know about these things. Explain to me why I should know anything about Tunisia. Nobody can.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason. There's absolutely no reason I should know anything about Tunisia.
So did you look it up? Where is this?
No, place? I didn't, because I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I thought about it, but then I was like, that completely goes against how I reacted to this to this
that's
thing.
True.
I just it annoys me when people there are certain things that I feel like you should know.
Yeah.
And Tunisia is not one of them.
Yeah.
It annoys me when people are like, you know, fuck, like the Americans thing. Mm-hmm. Fucking Americans, they don't know shit about shit.
Yeah.
Why should I? I mean, yes, I'm not saying if you know about Tunisia, that's bad. You know, the more you know, the better.
Yeah, yeah.
But to like point and laugh at me because I don't give a fuck about Tunisia, that's insane.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I mean, yeah. Just saying Tunisia, it sounds like I'm talking about like a mythical place.
Yeah.
I just, anyway.
When you first brought that up, I'm like, is this a trick question? Is that place even real?
yeah, exactly.
Gotcha, Orion. It's not even real. It shows how stupid you are.
Like, I'd heard of Tunisia before, and so I knew it was real, but only in the sense that I've heard the name. Like, I know nothing about Tunisia.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's in Africa?
It's two somewhere? Indonesias.
It's two T-W-O-Nesia. You know? Yeah. So, I mean, I'm done. I have no idea, you know, if the revolution is a good thing or a bad thing, yeah. Or if, you know, I don't know who's revolting. I don't know, or why.
Whoever put that up is an ass. I'm surprised it was on Reddit, though, because that seems like that prestigious, like, you don't know. And Reddit's pretty...
There are a lot of guys like that on there. You see a lot of posts...
it's not that bad.
You see a lot of posts like, you know, typical pop culture society bullshit, you know, we're paying attention to the Jersey Shore and not Julian Assange and WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Because... fuck, man. I get it to an extent, but one is entertainment, which is entertaining... People are entertained by it. And the other one is political bullshit that 90% of people don't give a fuck about. And I don't blame them. It's boring. Like, as important as some of it may be, it's still boring as fuck. And ultimately, knowing it or not knowing it is irrelevant to your daily life.
Yeah.
Like, if you know all about Snooki from the Jersey Shore, but you know nothing about WikiLeaks, you're no better or worse off than anyone else.
I'm glad you brought that up because sometimes I read about that stuff and it makes me feel like I'm out of some loop. And like it kind of puts me in that position where I'm the type of guy that would rather watch Ow My Balls, you know?
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Ow My Balls, you know? I don't care about world issues, but... I really don't care about some of them because they don't, I don't know. They're boring, like you said.
A lot of like political
shit.
It doesn't, like,
no matter what I do or say to anyone around me, I can inform half my neighborhood. Yeah. It won't change a fucking thing about the WikiLeaks guy. God.
I just don't care about most like political bullshit, especially like world politics.
It's like celebrity gossip. You know, you talk about it, but it won't affect anything. So-and-so cheated on their husband.
Yeah, it sort of is.
We'll talk about it, but it won't change anything. It's a waste of time.
Like, the only way you can really affect the outcome of any of this shit at all is by voting.
Yeah.
And honestly, even at that, you really can't do anything, you know?
Not in this country.
I don't, like if you and I, we didn't vote in like, on the smoking ban thing. And then we both bitched about it, you know, like, what a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
But if we had... It still would have been banned. Anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to bring up that I don't know what Tunisia is. and I just kind of thought, you know, why the fuck should I care? Maybe somebody can explain to me why I should care. Because I'm sure somebody listening kind of cares.
Yeah.
So maybe somebody can explain to me why I should care. But I kind of feel the same way I feel. I mean, it sort of is related to how I feel about like... Like I talked about a long time ago, I was talking to somebody and they couldn't like they thought I was insane because I said that, you know, there are starving people in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to help them, if you want to send them food or money or whatever, great. But I am not an asshole because I'm not sending them. And they could not wrap their brain around that. Like they thought, but it's our responsibility to help them. Why?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, I get that it's a nice thing to do, but how is it my responsibility just because I exist and I happen to exist in a place where I'm not starving?
Yeah.
So now I have to feed the rest of the world? That's insane.
Yeah. They put you in that position where, like, if their misery continues, it's your fault because you didn't partake in the...
Yeah, like, I guess it's like because it exists in the world...
Mm-hmm.
I have to care about it,
which
basically, is insane.
Yeah.
like, there's so many things that exist in the world, you know, I don't need to care about them all.
Fuck.
at work, this will be quick.
Okay.
They keep pushing us to pledge donations towards United Way and all the good things it does. And I just don't give a shit. So I tell everybody, fuck it. This is my money. I've seen the buildings.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure they do good, whatever. But I've seen the buildings that these higher ups work in, and a lot of money goes to waste, and I don't really give a shit. And people just go, what? Like, it's all up to us.
You don't want to give to the United Way?
Yeah, yeah. And they even propose, like, if you donate to the United Way, you don't have to attend this hour-long meeting, which is boring as hell.
Wow.
What are you talking about? Jesus. Let me tell the president of United Way about that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
If you donate to the United Way, you don't have to go to this meeting.
Yeah.
Then why are we having the meeting?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What is the meeting for, then? Fuck.
Work your magic, Mr. Public Speaker from United Way.
This meeting is basically just to bore the shit out of you so that next time you'll donate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
I guess we're kind of bouncing, you know, one thing to another.
Yeah.
Our buddy Jeff, I got on the Twitter and I said, you know, what's up, dogs?
Yeah.
And Jeff said some crap about the Kentucky theme song, the state song.
Okay.
And then he was like, I'll email you. And so he emailed me. He says, Kyle, over the holiday, my wife gave me some DVDs featuring rare cartoons from the 1920s and 1930s. Among these was a cartoon by the Fleischer Brothers Studio, who did Betty Boop cartoons, called My Old Kentucky Home. It was a bouncing ball cartoon in which the music played and the lyrics were displayed on screen so that the audience could sing along. It is arguably the very first sound cartoon. Now, I've heard the song a few times since moving to Louisville. He lives in Kentucky.
Okay.
It's sung every year at the Kentucky Derby, a big horse race in May that keeps this town from looking like Detroit. But I wasn't familiar with the lyrics because it's hard to tell what 100,000 old and or drunk people are singing. So imagine our surprise when in the cartoon, the word darkies pops up three times, complete with an animated lady in blackface cavorting atop the displayed lyrics. And just when it couldn't get any more like one sort of racist grandpa, the lady gets an animated man in blackface to pull a wagon around by leading him on with a slice of watermelon dangling from a stick, as one leads on a mule with a carrot. Sadly, funny as this was to discover, this video is not on YouTube and it's not on the Internet Archive either, so I can't send it along. The story itself isn't too surprising either. There were old cartoons that are offensive now, big deal. Wikipedia details the song's history much more completely than I can or should hear, but most surprising to me was the fact that the song was sung with the word darkies in it until 1986, when the only black man on the Kentucky General Assembly heard it sung and said something like, "Hold on a motherfucking minute." Did kids sing it that way in schools? Do the old Southern ladies in their matching floral pattern hats and dresses still sing it that way at Derby because there's no one going to hear the difference? I bet they do. So in short, don't ever move here. I'm trying to think of anything similarly strange or archaic to come out of Detroit, but nothing comes to mind. I guess it'd be like if all the car commercials Cadillac ever made only showed old people and black people. My apologies if this comes off as only so much blather about much without much discussion to follow. I only mention the whole thing because I kind of hate this town and that cartoon pretty much made my week. Also, thanks for reading the card on the show because Jeff was the one who sent us the Christmas card.
Yeah.
When I said I sent it to you because I couldn't afford the canvas, I meant that the art on the cover was also a painting titled Merry Fucking Christmas. So
we figured correctly.
Also, part two, congratulations, Orion. I know this must sound tired by now, but too bad.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I don't anticipate Orion's forthcoming parenthood interfering with the show's schedule. I rather anticipate it creeping into many future discussions because, let's face it, no matter who you are, new parents can't help but talk a lot about their kids.
Nope. Not this guy.
Orion is going to be like, let's not.
I pledge now.
Even once the baby has come along, Orion's going to be like, no, come on, let's not talk about my kid.
Unless I wake up drunk one night with my kid hanging from my dick, I will not mention.
Oh, God.
Anything.
I can't wait for that story. Jesus.
Really. Like, Kyle, you'll be like, so, Orion, what's up with you?
Oh, well, the kid is talking now. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
I'll only bring it to that if I don't know, if you completely, without holding anything back, ridicule me. Just be like, just tell me everything you hate about me. That would be great. Because I have so many friends that are parents that are like that. And everything's so special. Children. Oh, they're the greatest. 110% miracle.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I could, if we could do a skit about that, and I'm basically talking about my kid, and you're like telling me why, how horrible I am, that would be great.
Can we like make a video where, you know, you're holding your baby and just saying horrible, horrible things to it? But, you know, nice.
I've like, thought about this. Aw, like,
you're such a cute little piece of shit.
Like, in the interest vomit in your of mouth. Entertainment and humor, why not, you know?
Because I wonder
no
if that would be...
No other parent would ever do that.
I wonder if that would be considered, like, child abuse or something, because the kid doesn't know.
Yeah.
The kid's like a fucking puppy. As long as you say it in the right tone, the kid's like, I love you. Yeah. And so you could be like, I'm going to rape the shit out of you, you little piece of shit.
Who
I'm going to throw you against the wall and watch you splatter all over.
That would be... That would suck if we had that one listener that, like, reported me to the state.
Child Protective Services. This guy talks to his kid and says mean things.
And then you get your kid taken away.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? No big loss. Now you get the work thing all worked out for you by Child Protective Services.
Yeah.
What happens, actually, like, if Child Protective Services takes your kid away?
Yeah.
Is that it? Is it like, okay, you don't have a kid anymore, but otherwise, okay, things are the same.
No idea.
Or like, do you also get arrested or something? I guess it would depend on what it was for, but like, so like, if you just didn't want your kid, can you just treat it like shit for a while and they'll just come take it? and then you're like, okay, good. That's what I wanted.
That worked beautifully.
Sweet.
Yes.
Sweet.
I didn't know.
What
to
did
do
you say?
Shit. Oh, nothing. He's a piece of shit. It.
Yeah. I said, baby.
Yeah.
What were we just talking about? I forgot. Oh, my old Kentucky home. The Kentucky State song. Now, I don't believe I'd ever heard it before. I looked it up on YouTube, and there's this YouTube user called American Troubadour.
Of course.
American Troubadour Bill Shustick sings My Old Kentucky Home and tells the history of the abolitionist roots of the Stephen Foster melody. Come on, YouTube, you can do it. Here we go. This is my jam.
I'm getting,
sunshine's bright,
getting negative vibes already.
To summer, the darkies are gay.
Now, I gotta stop you just for a second. I know, because it's an old timey song, that, you know, obviously darkies is funny, but the line is the darkies are gay, which is like, the immature part of me that finds the darkies funny finds that like 100 times funnier. The darkies are gay.
That's perfect.
The darkies are gay.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
That meant happy.
That meant the niggers are happy.
Yep.
Corn tops ripe and the meadows all in bloom and the birds make music all the day.
This guy looks like a piece of shit, too. I would never want to have a conversation with this guy.
All right. Little cabin floor.
Like, he just, I don't know how to explain
it. All happy, all merry and bright.
His voice kind of reminds me of Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, watching him, like, imagine the douchiest stereotypical folk singer you can. Like,
ooh, the lead singer of Crash Test Dummies.
I don't know what he looks like. But does he, like, does he kind of rock back and forth and, like, shake his head like,
oh, I'm so folksy.
Yes!
This is great what I'm doing. Oh.
And anyway, let's hear some more of this.
By
let's just do the rest of the podcast with this in the background.
Comes a knocking at the door.
I'd have to loop it. It's not that one.
Than my old Kentucky home.
And he keeps smiling with his eyes closed, like, this is the most serene thing.
Serene, yeah.
Like, this just makes me cream in my pants.
I'm old, and therefore, like all other things that are old, this song is really old. And so I love it, because I'm also old. The old Kentucky. Oh, by the way, I'm not from Kentucky. Nor do I really know anyone from Kentucky. Actually, the guy who wrote the song wasn't from Kentucky either, and well, historically it's only been recorded being in Kentucky once. That's awesome. According to Wikipedia.
That's great. If it's true.
Okay, okay, he's talking now.
A lot of good friends from Kentucky.
Oh, he does know people in Kentucky.
All they have to do is just start playing a couple chords of the song, and they go all blubbery on it.
What a bunch of faggots you're friends with. All I gotta do is play the state song, and they cry.
One of my friends I asked, what do you do about that politically incorrect word, darky?
Listen, the way he's telling this little part of the story, like, it reminds me of the beginning of what's that one Christmas movie that starts with, is it Rudolph, the one that starts with the snowman,
yeah,
like narrating? Yeah, yep. That's what it reminds me of. Yeah. You know, one day old Rudolph was just, what do you do about that politically incorrect word, darky? Well, I tell you, they said,
don't say darky, you sing darky. No, we sing.
We don't say darky, we say people.
Well, thinks I.
Fuck that, niggers!
You know, when you're making that song politically correct, in some ways you suck on the soul right out of it.
That's great.
So with risk to offending your ears, let me continue in the way it was originally written. We will hunt no more for the possum and the coon on the hill.
Now, I'm not positive because, like, I'm not a fucking 200-year-old man.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if he just said something like, we will, they hunt no more for the possum and the coon.
Yeah.
I know coon is like a racial slur. I don't get it. I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah.
But it could also mean raccoon. And he says possum and the coon.
Possum and coon. Yeah.
So I'm not positive, but I'm guessing since that came right after him talking about, you know,
a possum, yeah.
That maybe.
It's more likely raccoon.
No, I'm guessing that that's about hunting black people.
Oh, really? Jesus.
But I don't know.
I don't know.
Why would you hunt possum or raccoon anyway? I don't know.
People are.
Maybe it does mean raccoon. It's just funny.
They're on my property, raccoons.
It's funny to me that he'd be like,
so, you know, being politically correct, okay, blah, blah, blah.
That's
and then
true.
Immediately.
Good point. Yeah.
Coon. But I guess, yeah, it doesn't really make sense to me either way. But then I guess it does say darkies again here in a second. So maybe that's what he was talking about. Right. Here we go. We're going to hear this out.
Shore, we will sing no more by the glimmer of the moon on the bench by the old cottage door.
You know what's kind of funny to me?
Yeah.
He's sitting in this fucking old shack with, like, there's like a gunpowder horn. You know when they used to actually hollow out animal horns and fill them with gun? There's one of those on the back wall.
Jesus.
This old wooden piece of shit. And it's all well lit and stuff. Like, this is very obviously some kind of studio thing that's happening. And it's just all set up to look like this. Somebody thought this was a thing that needed to happen. And maybe it was just him, but there were other people involved
some
in this.
Kinda.
Somebody was like, yeah, I got an idea. All right. We'll set up this fucking ridiculous old-timey shack. Yeah. We'll get it all lit well. Get you in there with a guitar, and you'll sing some fucking stupid-ass song about Kentucky. It'll be great.
Yep.
What the fuck? Like, who is... I mean, I get it. You know, I it's our state song. We're idiots.
There's somebody behind this that was looked at as someone who had a great idea.
I just... The conversations that must have happened
great
around this...
Yeah. Priceless.
I keep wanting to play more of it, because I don't know. There's something...
For the day goes by,
calming like and angering at the same time.
Yeah.
About this guy.
Sorrow
where once was delight.
It's like soothing, and I want to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
But the time has come when the darkies have to part. Then my old Kentucky home.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm looking at the lyrics.
Okay.
Sing one song for the old Kentucky home.
All right, I guess we don't have to hear any more of that. Jeff, I guess, brought this up because he was like, the fucking song says darkies in it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's weird. Well, the song is kind of about, it's kind of an abolitionist song, I guess. And it's sort of about life as a slave. So I don't necessarily have a problem, like, in historical context or whatever. Yeah. Darkies kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
My bigger concern is, why is the Kentucky State song a song about slavery? Yeah. I mean, it's fucking, it's 2011.
Yeah.
Why is the Kentucky State song about slavery?
Yeah.
Whether it's pro or con, you know?
I think.
I don't know. It's like, that's like if our state song was about, prohibition, you know, like, you know, of alcohol, or, you know, why?
Oh, Kentucky. What would you call them? We're Michiganders, right? From Michigan.
Kentuckians?
I don't know. Maybe that's just the prettiest song they've ever heard.
Do we have a state song? Michigan? The Michigan
I
want to
say yes.
I got to find out what it is. Michigan State. Oh, but I might get like the fight songs and shit if I type that in. Michigan State song.
Maybe quote state song, but then again, you'll run into the fight song, I'm sure.
Michigan State song. Official song. Michigan, my Michigan is the official song of the state of Michigan.
Michigan, my Michigan.
Michigan, my Michigan. A song to thee, fair state of mine, Michigan, my Michigan. But greater song than this is thine, Michigan, my Michigan.
Oh, Jesus.
The whisper of the forest tree, the thunder of the inland sea, unite in one grand symphony of Michigan, my Michigan. At least, I mean, it's dumb as fuck, but at least this song is about Michigan. You know, it's about, it's not like,
there used to be a lot of slaves in Michigan.
And one in particular was a darkie.
And they had a shitty time.
Hills and possums, grass and weeds. Nature!
Let me tell you a story about some Negroes in Michigan.
I'm gonna see if I don't know what the Michigan State song sounds like. Michigan, my Michigan.
Yeah, look that up. I gotta hear this.
I bet there's nobody in Michigan who starts blubbering when they hear Michigan, my Michigan. Yeah. I didn't even know. I've probably never heard this song.
Yeah.
On April 12th, 1861, the South Carolina militia opened fire at the federal fortification of Fort Sumter. What does this have to do with Michigan? I guess it's a tribute to the Michigan men who fought and died during the American Civil War.
Who gives a shit?
Apparently, whoever posted this video. It's got quite the intro. Motherfucker, play the song. Nah, whatever. Missed the very beginning.
No. It's so heartfelt. From the soul, acoustic.
Home of my heart, I sing of thee, Michigan, my Michigan.
This is Jeff Daniels singing, bro. The actor?
Yeah. Wow.
Michigan.
Isn't he from the UP or something?
From I have no idea.
From Michigan, is he?
Yeah.
Whispering pines.
I have no idea. I can't
from Lake
answer that.
Superior's farthest mines, fair in the light of memory shines. Michigan, my Michigan.
What is that tune?
I was just thinking about it.
Because that's
it's
not
a Christmas song.
Is it? What is it?
Da, ma, da, da.
Christmas tree.
Oh, Christmas tree.
Yeah. What the fuck, Michigan?
What a ripoff.
No wonder I've never heard it. It's like we slapped it together real quick because we were like, we need a state song. Here, have a kindergarten class write a poem about Michigan and we'll put it to the tune of Oh, Christmas tree. Yeah. No wonder I've never heard
play
of this
that a little bit
song.
More.
Thou gave thy sons
a Christmas tree. Oh no,
Michigan.
You're really fucking Christmassy. And Civil War soldiers are gay. Every single one of them was a faggot. If you're offended, fuck yourself. Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Tannenbaum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a ripoff.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, Jeff Daniels. I hate you. You were only good in Speed. Only good movie you've ever done with a bus with a bomb on it. You want to take a break?
Let's do it.
Okay.
This is Jesus, and I approve this message. Do you have plans for May 22nd, 2011? Well, too fucking bad, because I'm gonna rapture your ass on May 21st. Here's the thing, though. I'm going to the forums at itchhat.com, and I'm gonna see who's been commenting. If you comment on the forums, you're gonna be saved. If not, you're fucked. Have a nice day. I'm angry at my dad because he killed me and nailed me to a plank of wood. He's a dick.
Hallelujah.
All right, we're back.
Welcome back.
We got a couple voicemails this week, and we didn't even beg last week.
What's going on, Kyle?
What'd you do? Twilight Zone. So let's check them out. Let's see what's going on.
All right.
Hi, Kyle and Orion. It's Marley Kins. I've got a quick question that maybe you can help me out with. How can I convince my lovely boyfriend to go with me to the Lump Shack and just buy some toys to spice up our wonderful sex life? Because he says, you know, he doesn't want to, it's not his thing, and I, as a woman, I just need something, you know, more than just, you know, stick your wee-wee and my hoo-hoo, and because that gets boring after a while. But he doesn't want to go with me. He says it's embarrassing or that it's not something he's interested in. How can I convince him to change his mind? Please help me. Give me advice. Thanks.
Oh, Jesus.
I have a lot of things to kind of say about this.
Take it away, Kyle.
Well, for one, I'm not a woman, so maybe my perspective on this is off. But I'm not sure how normal it is to feel like you need toys in the for like masturbation purposes.
Yeah.
I think it's perfectly normal, but to think that you need toys like this regular sex thing isn't doing it. I'm not sure how normal that is. Maybe it's perfectly normal. Maybe every woman feels that way, and I just don't realize it.
Every woman's different, but it just seems it's along the same lines as hey. I want to go to Victoria's Secret, and I'm going to drag you along. Come on.
I
don't want to go.
Yeah.
This is even worse, I guess.
Yeah, because we got like two kind of competing things here. On the one hand, your boyfriend sounds like a bit of a wiener because like, you know, fucking suck it up. I've been in Victoria's Secret. I've been in sex toy places and, you know, fucking suck it up. Like, I can see how a person could be uncomfortable with that.
Yeah.
But deal. But on the other hand, why do you want to drag him there so bad if he doesn't want to go?
Yeah.
Like, what if imagine it was the other way around, you know, and he's like, no, seriously, will you please come check out these rubber dicks with me?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I don't want to. It's, it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
And he's like pushing you. So I don't know.
Quite the relationship conflict. Yes.
I don't know if you really should convince him. You know,
it shouldn't
if he should be
any.
Trying so hard. If he really doesn't want to go, like, I wouldn't push it so hard.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I don't see why, like, there's some kind of deeper underlying issue or something with this guy that he is this resistant
he
to it.
He doesn't seem like he can face reality because everything's fun and games and yay, candy, coated, bullshit. Yeah. But the reality is butt sex. That is reality. Dirty. People are fucking at every second. Neighbors, everyone around you, they're fucking. And it's dirty reality. Dirty. So why not just wake up and just go to the fucking dick store and pick out a fucking rubber dick? It won't kill you. Jesus Christ.
I don't even know if that's what she's talking about. She's like, we need toys. But see, I don't think I've ever... done the toy thing.
Like, only certain girls are into that.
Like, yeah. My ex-girlfriend had a vibrator dildo thing, but we didn't use it.
Yeah.
Like, that was her personal, you know, private time thing.
Yeah.
We didn't use it. We just had sex.
Kyle's in the other room. I'm going to go use this.
Sorry.
I don't. Like, why go, hey, Kyle, want to get it on? No, I'd rather go for the toy.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That okay. was bad.
No, I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be opposed to it necessarily, but I don't really, like, if it is a rubber dick, I don't really see the point.
You're fucking dildo.
Unless the point is you don't have a big enough dick.
Yeah.
Like, because otherwise, what is the point of bringing a rubber dick?
It sounds like she's bored with regular sex.
But why, again, I'm not a woman. Maybe that's why I don't understand. Why would a fake dick be better when there is a real dick
there? That's true. Yeah. It never compares.
So maybe she's not talking about fake dicks.
Yeah.
Like, there are all kinds of other sex toys, but there are vibrators. I mean, a dick doesn't vibrate. There are things that vibrate that you can put on your dick, like vibrating cock rings and things to make your dick into a vibrator.
All kinds of stuff.
There are like anal beads and butt plugs and there are all kinds of things. So maybe she's not talking about
maybe she has this dildos. One need. Yeah. She wants this one thing.
Maybe. Maybe she needs it to vibrate.
But aside from all that, if he doesn't want to go, I don't know. Like, go get it. If you're into that,
why do you need him to go so bad?
Yeah, why does he have to be there to go?
Is he opposed to the idea of it existing? Like, if you went by yourself, picked something out and brought it home, would he be like, we're not
using that? Yeah, yeah.
Or is it just that he doesn't want to go to the store? Yeah. Or, because if it's just that he doesn't want to go to the store, then why are you pushing him so hard? Just go do it.
Yeah.
Like, you want
to. What's he
going
to do? Like, I want this. What do you think? I don't care. Let's get out of here.
That's just it. If you're trying to get him to go with you so hard and he finally goes, but he didn't want to be there and you're trying, like, obviously you want him there for input or something to like bounce the, he's going to be uncomfortable and you're going to be like, what do you think of this one? And he's going to be like, same thing I thought of it before you showed it to me. Like, I didn't want to be here. I'm not interested in this. Yeah.
Shop online. God damn it.
That too. You know,
if you're going to buy a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Why go to the store? It's so awkward.
There's something creepy to me about sex toy stores.
The people that work there probably don't give a fuck, but that makes it awkward. Like,
oh, yeah. They see.
We're just looking.
They see, I'm sure, way bigger creeps than you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Every day. Yeah. So, and they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm sure the novelty of all this shit has worn off long ago for them. Yeah. So they're not giggling anymore at all the rubber dicks.
All the products. Yeah. A lot of them are funny. And the people they put on front of the packaging to like advertise the product, the chicks are like, really not that attractive. Anyway.
Jesus. Sometimes I get a glimpse into Orion's head and it's like,
she's not that. Moving on, next toy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like you should maybe back off him a little bit.
Yeah.
But I also feel like he's a bit of a wiener. And he does need to man up a little.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. What are you, Amish? Like, fucking fucking man up. Like, I'm afraid of everything social, and I'm not afraid to walk into the dildo store.
Yeah.
So, you know, fucking man up.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess you can play him this.
Yeah. Come to some kind of negotiation, if possible.
But the fact that you're negotiating over whether or not he will go to the sex toy store makes me feel like it'd be so much easier to just do it. You're the one who wants a sex toy. You're the one who wants to go to the sex toy store. You just do it. Bring it home.
Yeah.
And even if he's saying, you know, ew, icky, if you bring it home and there's it's just you guys, it'd be so much easier to talk him into it than having him go through this traumatic public dildo experience first, and then you have to take it home and try to have sexy intimate time.
Yeah. If she needs it, but he's not into going to the store, I need more details. But just shop online.
Yeah. Yeah, I do feel like we're missing. That's my answer. Like, we need this needs to be a conversation rather than just a
propose that idea. I guess.
Yeah, get back to us, and then we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
You want to go on to the next voicemail? I guess
sounds good.
All right.
What up, you red-haired fiends? It's your friend, dude, calling. Just wanted to comment on the fact that my Facebook wall blew up with a whole bunch of people that are super pissed off that apparently the United States or the world or somebody has switched over to the 13-sign zodiac instead of the 12-sign zodiac. A lot of people wondering what an Ophiuchus is. So, yeah, just wondering what your feelings are about that. And I will... talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
I heard about it very briefly this morning on the radio on the way to work. And then I got out of my car and started pumping gas. When I got back in the car, they weren't talking about it anymore.
I've never ran away from my computer before, but when I logged in last night after work, that was all that was on my news feed on Facebook.
I didn't see any of
that. And I wanted to get up and just run out of my apartment like, you fucking,
I don't know.
You were my friends.
I don't know how I missed it. Maybe I'm not friends with the same people, but I...
Maybe I'm friends with a lot of idiots.
I saw like two status updates that had anything to do with it.
Damn. It was everyone with my friends.
Well, shit. Anyway, I had to look it up because I hadn't.
Yeah. I'm glad you did because
I hadn't heard about it. Yeah. It's not a thing. Like somebody, okay, it's all, for one thing, the 13 sign zodiac thing has kind of always existed. It's been around forever.
Okay.
It's not new. And it's also been kind of known forever that the traditional zodiac system that we usually refer to is wrong. It's off.
Yeah. Okay.
But we still stick with it because it's tradition and because it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
So we still stick with it. And somehow like astronomer or somebody got quoted saying something as part of some article that got misconstrued and written up as this new article by some other news agency. Basically, it was like a game of telephone and it ended up coming out. All of a sudden, there's a new zodiac sign, which isn't really what happened. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened
is what happened.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Nice.
So there's no like official new zodiac.
Uh-huh. So it's always been there. I haven't looked into this.
The Ophiuchus.
I
forget how he pronounced it, and I don't know how to pronounce it because I'm not familiar with it. That's the 13th or whatever, the extra zodiac sign.
Yeah.
And the new dates, according to the fake bullshit, it's not fake, but it's like misunderstood article.
Yeah.
The new dates kind of shifted everybody's existing signs around, and so now like, oh, I'm a different sign than I used to be. Yeah. Oh, and I'm so angry. Why do you care? Like, even if this was some official thing, which how do you officially do anything with astrology? Yeah. You know, but even if this was some kind of official thing, why would you care?
Yeah.
Unless you completely buy into this astrology thing, which maybe a lot more people do than I realize. What is your sign?
Scorpio. Yeah.
Scorpio, not anymore, bitch.
Yeah. Well, no.
Now you're a Libra.
I don't believe it. I deny it.
And I was a Libra. Now I'm a Virgo.
Are you pissed?
I don't know.
So sad.
Why? I don't care.
My life. I've been this one thing. And I kind of bought into it, even though I know it was bullshit.
If you read your horoscope, like for one thing, it's not always right.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's.
I almost want to say they're always right because they're so vague.
Well, exactly. They're written so vague.
Yeah.
Like that it's just specific enough
that you could go like,
yeah.
They're talking to me, man.
But of course they're talking to everybody. Yeah. That's like they do that on purpose.
lot of people were pissed. Yeah.
Don't have that much to say about this, except that, the Ophiuchus or whatever is, the serpent bearer. That's like the constellation or the sign is the serpent bearer.
Okay.
And so I kind of thought it would be funny if your new sign was the Ophiuchus.
Yeah.
It's like the serpent bearer. There's gotta be like a dick joke in there somewhere, right?
I'm sorry.
But, I don't have anything to say about it because it's astrology. Like, if you care about astrology at all, jump off a cliff. Seriously. Just shoot yourself in the head, you stupid fuck.
If anything, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
yeah?
off yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you. And good night. Good night, because you're offing yourself right now, I assume.
Good day.
If you listen to the stars, hopefully you'll listen to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
about it.
I got other stuff, you know, but I never know when we should end it, you know, because we could end it now and it would be a decent episode, or we could risk it and possibly just cram this thing into the ground.
Oh, man, I don't like the way you put that. Let's keep going, see what happens.
Okay. Well, there's a news article that I didn't really read, except because, you know, that's what I do. Mother was on Facebook while son drowned. Now, I just like the idea of a mother being on Facebook while her son drowned.
Playing The Price is Right.
Okay, let's see. The mother of a 13-month-old boy who drowned in a bathtub told police she was on Facebook in another room when her son died. She was arrested on charges of child abuse resulting in death. According to an arrest affidavit, Johnson's son died on September 20th after she left him alone in the bathroom for a few minutes.
That's terrifying.
I don't think this is fair.
Yeah, that scares me.
Like, I don't know. I mean, it's probably not the greatest idea in the world to leave your one-year-old kid alone in the bathtub, but, I mean, it's big enough. You know, it's walking, presumably.
It makes me, as a upcoming, potentially, you know, hopefully nothing happens, but a potential father, like, this kid eventually will have a mind of its own and wander off and do its own thing, and I will be held accountable.
This
I
want
to put a cowbell
like,
around its neck, so...
This doesn't sound like negligence or child abuse to me. It sounds like your kid is retarded. Like, I've never understood how anybody drowns in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Unless you were somehow, like, you slipped and fell and were knocked unconscious.
I can't reach the edge of the tub.
Like, you're at 13 months old. You have to like lay down to get your head under. You can't be sitting up in the water and drown.
Yeah.
It's not possible. So this kid, what did he do? He laid down under the water and just took a deep breath. What did he do?
13 months. Yeah, that's pretty young. I don't know. They're still retarded at that
13
age,
months,
like legally.
13 months is not as young as it sounds.
I know.
Because these idiots... Oh my God, I will punch you so hard the day you start saying 13, 14 months.
I know, I hear you. And I will let you. Yeah, anyway.
It was a one-year-old kid.
Yeah.
That's not that young.
Yeah.
But they're walking and talking at that point, not making a lot of sense, but they're, you know.
Are they walking? I don't know. They're walking. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. I think one-year-old, and I still think like, wow, this looks like a miniature old man going, brr, I'm grumpy. Brr.
Yeah.
I don't know, squirming around.
They're fucking, they should not be drowning in the bathtub.
Okay.
This is stupid. Your kid's stupid.
Drowning in a bathtub.
According to the affidavit.
Well, thank God it drowned.
She told police her baby wanted to be left alone and was a very independent baby. Now that's just dumb.
Yeah. Don't forget to bring that up.
Now I know where the baby gets it.
Bacon is good for me.
It's that type
of kid, you know. What the fuck?
Hey, my baby's real independent. My baby wanna be left alone. Shit.
Oh man.
So I went and I got on Facebook. Whatever. But I still think this is not
fair. I don't blame
fair.
The mom, really. Yeah,
I mean, the mom sounds like an idiot, and I think the baby was probably an idiot, but I don't honestly think it's fair to call this negligence.
Yeah, yeah.
Or especially child abuse.
That's like calling, that's like when I say, hey, go fuck yourself, and I get a sexual harassment thing filed against me. Like, I didn't touch anybody's anything.
You said fuck, which in certain contexts can mean sex.
Sexual harassment basically means harassment,
I'm
offended.
Sexual harassment basically
so
just
So she was
means,
negligent just because she wasn't there watching it,
Another thing I was thinking about today, because did you know that there's a British Law and Order? There's like a UK Law and Order.
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. And I saw this video today of like clips from it. It was something like what Americans have learned about, have learned from British Law and Order.
Yeah.
And it was kind of meant to be funny, and they just went through, but their judges still wear powdered wigs.
Is that for real?
Yeah, those white fucking curly ridiculous wigs, they still wear those over there. Jesus, we have...
It's bad enough that our judges wear robes.
Yeah.
And, like, you call them Your Honor.
Yes, that's bad enough.
Like, yeah. That's bad enough.
I'll hold you in contempt if you don't call me Your Honor.
But their judges wear fake hair as part of their, like, judge uniform. Like, take me seriously in my lady's wig. And they call him My Lord.
My Lord.
My Lord, that's really? Like, you might as well be carrying a sword to court. Yeah. I can't imagine. Like, that has to be just as weird to them, right? Like, you don't see that and go, yeah, that's...
You swear on the sacred crystal ball.
Yeah.
That's law, you know? Yes, do you swear?
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you, Gilgamesh?
Yep. Gilgamesh, that's like, I don't know what that is. But I can't, you know, they wear the fucking, they wear the wigs, man.
That's pretty funny.
How do you still do that?
I wonder if every episode, when they're outside, it's all gloomy and shitty out, and they're always wearing the wool coats, like, depressed looking.
Yeah, so I guess British judges, let me know, British people, if you think your judges are as ridiculous looking as I do.
How did the interrogations go? Are they really polite about it?
I don't know, because I didn't actually watch an episode. I don't think so, though, because there was a lot of like them making people cry.
Are you guilty? Because if you're not, it's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
Rightio.
Did you hear about all these birds dying?
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of birds just fell out of the sky.
Yeah, and I know why.
Why?
Did you hear why? Because they wanted to take back the don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
It's obvious. Right. I figured.
Hey, guys. Kyle and Orion here. At this point in the recording, a bunch of gay ninjas came crashing through the ceiling and told us to cut it out. And they deleted the rest of the show. So, no more show. That was the end. You know, email, voicemail, forums, Twitters, Facebooks. Orion, what's that thing you always say at the end?
That thing?
Yeah.
That thing would be...
Oh, God, don't do this. The gay ninjas are coming, man.
Thanks for listening, guys. We will check you next week.
Okay, thank God. You just saved both our lives.
Oh!